Hi, this is Warren Rogan of the Sports Forgotten Heroes podcast, here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on a grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind from French press to espresso and his favorite roast depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, soap.com.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ken Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Today we focus on Dick Haley, longtime scout and personnel person in the NFL, and we'll get to him in a minute. To learn more about trailblazing contributors in pro football history, visit our Historical Scouting Reports class, where we discuss the greats in pro football history, and it's something that will continually expand over time. Check it out at the Football Learning Academy website, www.football-learning-academy.com. Now let's get to our profile of Dick Haley. Dick Haley was born October 2, 1937 in Midway, Pennsylvania. He played football all 4 years in high school, then played 2 years at the University of Pittsburgh. He was selected by the Washington Redskins in the ninth round of the 1959 NFL Draft. He spent 2 years with Washington, then had stints with the Minnesota Vikings and Pittsburgh Steelers. It was there where he started his scouting career. He worked part-time with the Steelers as a scout, then joined Blesto as an area scout. When Art Rooney Jr. was elevated to vice president of the team, Haley was hired back to be their director of player personnel. In 1992, Haley left the Steelers to become the director of player personnel with the New York Jets. He stayed with the team until 2008 when he became player analyst for the Miami Dolphins, where he reunited with Bill Parcells, who he had worked with at the Jets. Haley passed away March 10, 2023. Throughout Haley's career, he made an impact. For example, he was the one that fought for the Steelers to draft linebacker Jack Lambert. He also helped draft Hall of Famers Lynn Swann, Mike Webster, John Stallworth. He was widely regarded in the football community and helped run the National Scouting Combine. Why is he not remembered as much as he should? He never looked to take credit and didn't want the attention. He learned that under Jack Butler while with Blesto. According to Butler, quote, "Scouts should be like CIA agents. They should get the necessary information, but not their names or pictures in the paper," end quote. We go into much more detail on Haley's career in my upcoming book on the early history of pro football scouting, so stay tuned for its release. Thank you for listening to our profile of Dick Haley. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi everyone, there's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.